You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Property Tuesday. We're taking a look at the property prices in Cape Town, or in the Western Cape in general. More specifically, the rental property market. It seems that market has seen quite a bit of a boom of late, and rental properties there are quite pricey. I'm joined on the line by the co-founder and CEO at Revo Property, Emmanuel Germanus, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of what's happening in the Western Cape. Good evening, Emmanuel. Thanks so much for taking the time. How did we get to this point? How did we get to the point where one bedroom in Cape Town rents out to 10,000 rand a month?
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for having me. So I think, you know, what's happened is that, you know, post the pandemic, there was a big suppression and depression on rental prices. And I think it's a matter of just actually catching up. So there's a big influx of people looking to live in Cape Town, both from locally and abroad. And I think these prices have actually caught up now.
Emmanuel, what's been some of the driving factors behind some of the location increases? I mean, I can imagine, even though we are seeing increases across the board in the Western Cape, some areas might be increasing at quicker rates than others, and some areas might be having more sustained increases. Do we kind of have an idea of what's causing that?
So I think, you know, every region has its certain attractions. Like the southern suburbs has a lot of schools in it, a lot of infrastructure like hospitals, etc. And I think people generally want to live closer to the schools if they're in the inner Cape Town area. The Winelands offers a very unique and different lifestyle. We're seeing a lot of people from Joburg move to the Winelands because it offers, you know, extensive grounds and offers a very different lifestyle to what they're used to. But still, that underpin of being in a security estate is very important to them. And that's what the Winelands offers. Winelands offers a lot of upmarket secure estates. So I think that's a big driver. On the Atlantic seaboard front, I think there's been a big commercial and retail boom post the pandemic. Lifestyle in the Atlantic seaboard has always been attractive, with the coast being so close, access to the mountains, also in close proximity. But what's happened is that, you know, that that retail and commercial components boom has, you know, enticed people to expand and explore more from a lifestyle perspective. It isn't just a region now for holiday makers. You know, there's a big sort of attractive lifestyle for sort of an owner and a tenant to live in the Atlantic seaboard.
Emmanuel, where are people getting all this money? I mean, I'm looking at what you're saying about the northern suburbs, southern suburbs, the Winelands. The prices aren't cheap, regardless of which area you're looking at. Are we seeing the same sort of demand on the properties that are being bought as well? Or is it kind of isolated to the rental side of it at the moment?
No, so I think what's happened is that there's been a very big influx, a larger than normal influx of foreign buyers. So people looking to not just coming on holiday, people that are looking to settle and live here permanently. So we've seen that big increase on the home purchaser side, which has put pressure on the local market. Prices have escalated across the board, across the Winelands, both locally and Cape Town, Atlantic seaboard, the southern suburbs. So prices are being elevated because there's not enough stock. There's foreign denominated currencies coming in, like the pound, euro, dollar, and these buyers have buying power, so it's pushing up the prices. I mean, that doesn't even consider the big immigration topic that we've been talking about for the last 36 months. People from Johannesburg and Durban and other provinces are also looking to establish here in Cape Town. And that's also put pressure on the prices, both from a rental and sale perspective. There just isn't enough property. That's just the reality of where we sit right now.
You touched on this immigration side of it, Emmanuel, and I wanted to get into the short-term versus long-term conversation to say, are we seeing more of the move towards signing in that long-term deal because I'm not able to have property readily available? When I do get something that I'm looking at or that I have been looking at, I'm happy to enter into a longer-term lease because I'd want to secure that property and I'd want to have that security. Is that something that's coming up from a rental perspective or even from a buying perspective?
So that's become quite a new thing now. We're seeing is traditionally people always liked a sense of flexibility. You know, tenants were very reluctant to sign anything longer than 12 months. But the market we're in right now, we're getting 24 to 36 month lease contract signing requests from tenants, and I think it is giving a lot of comfort to landlords. But again, they're in the hot seat right now. They're in control, and they're saying, well, we don't know where the market's going to be at, 24 to 36 months from now. Is a normal escalation per annum fair, or do we just restrict people to signing, or tenants to signing 12-month leases because there might be an upswing greater than what inflation is? So 6-7% rental escalation, we're not really seeing a lot of landlords very keen on signing those contracts. They're saying to tenants, if you want to sign for 24 to 36 months, we need to see an 8-10% increase per annum on that lease.
I suppose this is where it's nice to always have those clauses that are renewable clauses, and those conversations with the landlord are easier to be had there. Emmanuel, what about the risk that we're running here of properties getting sort of so unaffordable that they start to create a bit of a problem? Or is the demand such at the moment that because there is so little supply, you're always, for the next couple of months at least, or next couple of years at least, you're always going to be able to meet the demand side of it, and so price escalations don't really price out anyone at the moment?
I think we're in a situation where the market's quite resilient, and I think we're not in any danger yet of sort of the local market being priced out. I think, relative to the rest of the globe, we're still very well priced. I mean, we've been awarded various accolades. Cape Town's been and the Western Cape's been awarded various accolades like best city in the world, best food destination in the world. And I think, when people arrive here and they understand what Cape Town has to offer, I think it's all relative. For the same sort of experience overseas, you're paying 10, 20 times the value. And I think locals, the more that they start to travel and realize, where the rand takes you and what you get for it, I think I wouldn't say happy to pay for it, but they feel a lot more confident paying for it.
Emmanuel, do you think that the current boom that we're seeing is giving rise to a lot more development? Are you seeing development start to come up to say, or property developers starting to say, we can now come in, put down a couple of units, there's a lot of commitments around it, there's a bit of a demand from that side of it, and that demand is being fueled by what's happening on the rental side?
So I think what's happened is that there's been a definite upswing in new developments going up across the board. And I think, it's two-folded. So the buy-to-let market's very big. And to your point, I think investors are getting in with the reassurances knowing that there's big rental demand. So the uptake of, let's call it, investment stock is increasing, which is allowing the developers to move on opportunities with the comfort that there's going to be uptake from investor buyers. I think there's still a very big shortage of family homes and properties where owner occupiers would live in, because again, I think, not everybody that's anticipated moving to Cape Town has been able to because there hasn't been enough properties to do that. So people are waiting in the wings, both locally and abroad, for the next property to come up to allow them to make the move. So I think the answer here is that we will soon see in time where this will lead. But at the moment, there isn't enough supply.
There's not enough property in Cape Town, and it's driving prices through the roof. Certainly something you want to be able to see in any market if you're in the property space. We'll keep an eye on this and see how it continues to unfold. For now, we'll leave the conversation there. Thanks so much, Emmanuel, for those insights and for the time. Emmanuel Germanus, who is the co-founder and CEO at Revo Property, joining us to take a look at the property boom currently happening in Cape Town.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.